So, Biodanza. Lots of buzz, lots of curiosity, and you know what? Rightfully so. Just going through this material you sent, it's clear we're talking about something way more multifaceted than just a dance class. Wouldn't you say?
You're hitting on something key there.
Yeah.
I think what makes Biodanza so fascinating is that it really is designed to be a holistic experience. Like it's drawing on music, movement, this idea of connecting with yourself on a much deeper level, body and spirit kind of thing.
And not exactly new, right? I mean, some of these materials mentioned Rolando Toro back in the 1960s, Chilean psychologist, anthropologist. Clearly, there's some history here we need to unpack.
Absolutely. And Toro's background, it's crucial. He was exploring this idea that as humans, joy, connection, these aren't just nice ideas, they're hardwired into us.
Yeah.
Biodanza becomes a system to tap back into that.
Rediscovering almost, like a primal energy or something.
Yeah, you could say that. It's about rediscovering a sense of aliveness, of vitality.
Love that.
Yeah.
But okay, for someone totally clueless, right? Never heard of Biodanza. How would you even define it? What are we actually talking about here?
Okay, imagine this. The energy of like a free-flowing dance party, but infused with the emotional depth of something like a meditation session. You've got music that's carefully curated, movements that come from within, not a choreographer, and a group dynamic that fosters support, connection, that sort of thing.
So not your average Zumba class then, I was gonna say.
Not quite. While movement essential, it's more about expression than like nailing specific steps. It's about letting go of that self-consciousness and letting the music guide you.
See, now that could be liberating for some people, but also low-key terrifying for others. Like, what if you're not someone who just lets loose on the dance floor,
Yeah.
you know?
And that's completely valid. That's where the structure of Biodanza comes in and the role of the facilitator. This isn't about chaos, it's about a safe, supportive space to explore movement on your own terms.
Okay, that makes me feel better already. Structure, guidance, but also this freedom to move authentically.
Gotcha. Speaking of guidance, lots of emphasis on music in these materials. Libro de Biodanza in actually calls it another language being used. What's that about? It's not just background music, it's integral to the experience. Think about how a certain song can change your mood instantly, bring back memories, even give you chills. Biodanza, it takes that concept and really amplifies it.
So we're not talking just any Spotify playlist here. This is curated, intentional.
100%. And it's not just about songs that sound nice together. It's about aligning the music with the purpose of each exercise, or vivencia, as it's called in Biodanza.
Vivencia, right. That word keeps popping up. Seems pretty core to what Biodanza is going for.
You got it. Vivencia is about fully experiencing the present moment, but on a deeper level, not just hearing the music, but feeling it, connecting to the emotions it evokes, being totally present in your body.
Sounds almost transcendent, honestly.
There's definitely an element of that. And it makes sense, right? Because ultimately, it taps into this very human longing to connect to something larger than ourselves, to find deeper meaning, a sense of purpose.
And Biodanza offers a path to do that
Yeah.
through movement, music.
Precisely. By dropping into our bodies, connecting with our emotions, and moving authentically, we open ourselves up to a wider range of experiences, both within ourselves and in our relationships with others.
Okay, so music, movement, this concept of vivencia, it's starting to click a bit. But in practice, how's it actually work? What does a Biodanza session look like step by step?
Picture this: a room full of people from all walks of life, drawn together by this desire to connect, to move, to really feel. The facilitator sets the tone, creating a safe and non-judgmental space for exploration.
So you're not just thrown into the deep end, expected to bare your soul on the dance floor immediately.
Not at all. There's a structure to it, a natural flow that allows you to gradually let go of inhibitions and step into a more authentic way of being.
Okay, now I'm really curious about this structure. What does it actually entail?
Well, most sessions begin with a welcoming circle, a moment for grounding, for intention setting. Then you might ease into a warm-up phase, using music and gentle movements to awaken the body, release tension.
It's like you're easing into the experience, both physically and emotionally. Okay, I like that. But then what? Does it get more date? Intense.
It can, yeah, but in a really good way. As the session progresses, the music might shift, the movements might become more dynamic, encouraging you to explore a range of
A
emotions.
whole roller coaster then.
You could say that. You might find yourself moving with joy and exuberance 1 minute, then maybe surrendering to a wave of sadness or grief the next. It's all part of the process, all held within a safe and supportive environment.
Wow.
So you're moving through these different emotional states, guided by the music, the facilitator. What about the group, though? How does that factor into the whole thing?
That's a key ingredient. While there's definitely space for individual expression, biodanza also emphasizes connection, interaction. You might find yourself mirroring someone else's movements, maybe engaging in eye contact exercises, or even moving together as a group.
I could see how that would be really powerful, especially for people who struggle with things like social anxiety or loneliness, you know.
Exactly. And it all circles back to that basic human need for connection, for touch, for belonging. Biodanza provides this framework where those needs can be met in a way that's both safe and healthy.
And that feeling, that sense of belonging, I'm guessing it doesn't just disappear when the music stops, right?
You're absolutely right. A lot of people share that they feel a newfound sense of confidence, openness, and connection in their daily lives because of their biodanza practice. It's like the experience has this ripple effect influencing how they interact with the world around them.
It's like you're rewiring your social circuitry or something. Fascinating. Well, we talked about this idea of transcendence earlier, and I want to circle back to that for a moment. The way it's described in these sources, even the way you've been explaining it, it makes biodanza sound almost spiritual. Is that something people explicitly seek out in this practice?
You know, spirituality is a complex thing, means different things to different people. But I think what often happens is when people move beyond that self-consciousness, when they connect with the music, the movement, the group, they tap into the sense of joy, of wonder, and it can feel very profound.
Like they're accessing a different part of themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And for some, that might be a spiritual experience. Maybe a feeling of connection to something larger than themselves, or a sense of awe, gratitude for life.
I can definitely see how that could be incredibly powerful. So we've got this whole range of potential benefits, physical, emotional, social, even spiritual. But it's not one size fits all, right? I mean, you sent over some info about biodanza being used with kids, with seniors, even in therapeutic settings. That's quite a spectrum.
And it speaks to just how adaptable these core principles are, which I think is fascinating.
So give us the rundown. What are people saying? What are they getting out of this?
Well, on a purely physical level, some of it's pretty obvious, right? You're moving, sometimes pretty intensely. So yeah, there's a cardiovascular workout happening. Improved flexibility, balance. Those are common things people report.
Okay, that tracks.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing the benefits go a bit deeper than that, yeah.
You're definitely right. And that's where these sources you sent, like Libro de Biodanza, in, get really interesting. They talk about biodanza impacting mood, stress levels, even things like creativity.
Okay, so walk us through that. How does moving around to music do all that?
Well, think about it this way. When we engage in joyful movement, especially with others, in a supportive setting, our brains release endorphins.
Right, those feel-good chemicals.
Exactly. Natural mood boosters, they have that anxiety-reducing effect.
So it's not just people are happy because they're dancing and having fun. There's actual brain chemistry happening.
100%. And it goes even beyond endorphins. Biodanza encourages you to really explore a full spectrum of emotions through how you're moving. So even if you're holding on to stress, sadness, physically expressing those feelings, incredibly cathartic. It's like you're letting your body release what it's been holding on to.
That makes sense. Like that feeling you get after a good cry, maybe something shifts, you can breathe easier.
Perfect analogy. And the more you do biodanza, the more you might find you just get your own emotions better. Like
yeah.
You can identify them, express them more authentically, which can be really empowering.
Okay, yeah. This whole mind-body connection is making a lot of sense now. But we talked about the social aspect too, right?
Yeah.
How does that play into the benefits people report?
This is huge. Our need for connection, it's as fundamental as needing food, shelter.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people nowadays, they're struggling with loneliness, isolation. What's interesting is biodanza seems to offer a way to address that, not just with thoughts, but on a physical, emotional level.
So it's not just going to a class,
yeah,
then back to your regular, potentially isolated life. It actually creates some lasting change in how you connect.
That's the idea. Biodanza gives you the structure to connect with others, but in a way that's playful and meaningful. You're making eye contact, mirroring movements, literally moving in sync with other people helps break down those walls, build trust, foster that feeling of belonging.
Like you're rewiring your social responses almost.
Exactly. And the coolest thing is this new confidence often spills over into everyday life. People feel more comfortable expressing themselves, setting boundaries, building deeper connections outside the class too.
We were talking about transcendence earlier, and I want to come back to that for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, some of these descriptions in these sources, even just how you've been explaining it, it makes biodanza sound almost spiritual? Is that something people are actively seeking out from it?
Well, spirituality, I mean, so many different things to different people, right? But I think what happens a lot is when you move beyond that self-consciousness, when you connect to the music, the movement, the group, there's this sense of joy, of wonder that can be really profound.
Like tapping into a side of themselves they don't normally access.
Exactly. And for some, yeah, that might be a spiritual experience, feeling connected to something bigger, feeling awe, gratitude, all that good stuff.
I can see that. Okay, so we've got all these amazing potential benefits. Physical, emotional, social, spiritual. But it's not one size fits all, right? I mean, you sent some info on BioDancer for kids, BioDancer for seniors, even for therapy. That's wild.
What's so cool is how adaptable these core principles are.
It really is incredible how BioDancer can be tailored to different people, you know, different needs. I'm looking at this source right now, BioDanza, its principles, applications, and extensions. And it mentions things like BioDanza for children, BioDanza for the elderly. What does that actually look like?
You're basically just adapting the experience to who's in the room, right? Their capabilities. With kids, for example, it's going to have a much more playful vibe.
So less structured class, more just creative movement exploration.
Exactly. Using music and movement, helping kids tap into their emotions, learn social skills, but mostly just have fun expressing themselves. With older adults, though, you might shift the focus. Gentle movement, balance, coordination, those sorts of things.
Still getting those benefits, but in a way that's safer, more accessible for different bodies as they age. Makes
exactly.
sense.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the whole world of BioDanza as therapy, which is fascinating.
Right. We touched on that earlier, and I have to admit, I'm super curious to hear more. Using BioDanza therapeutically, like for folks dealing with some really tough stuff, depression, anxiety, I even saw something about Parkinson's disease in this research. How does that even work?
It's interesting. It's like tapping into the body's natural ability to heal, to grow. Remember we were talking about that myocentric principle, that foundation of respect for all life. It really guides these applications, this idea that inside each of us, there's this potential for transformation.
So even when someone's facing limitations, physical or emotional, BioDanza can help them find freedom, expression, even within those limitations.
You got it. And what's really amazing is that there's more and more evidence suggesting that this kind of therapeutic movement, it can have a real impact on all sorts of conditions. I mean, we're seeing studies on mood disorders, chronic pain, even neurodegenerative diseases.
It's like this next level healing, but through movement. I'll be honest, my mind is a bit blown right now.
It's pretty remarkable stuff. And it really just highlights how BioDanza can meet people where they're at, guide them towards, you know, a sense of wholeness, well-being. Oh, and speaking of unique applications, have you heard of the Minotauro Project?
Minotauro Project.
Sure.
Vaguely, I can't say I know what that is.
It's a specialized branch of BioDanza, but it focuses specifically on men, like men and their emotional expression, that kind of thing.
Wow. Okay, now that is fascinating.
Yeah.
It really does seem like there's a BioDanza for everyone and everything. I even saw something about aquatic BioDanza. We could do a whole nother deep dive series on just this.
Oh, for sure. So much to explore. But I think for our listener today, what they should take away is BioDanza. It's more than just a class, more than just dance moves. It's almost a way of life, a whole philosophy.
Connecting with yourself, with others, with that aliveness you were talking about earlier. Mm. Honestly, it sounds like something that could benefit almost anyone as long as they're open to it, right?
100%. It's about experiencing life more fully, the ups, the downs, all of it. And finding that place of peace, of connection, right in the middle of all that.
Beautifully said. I think we've given our listener a lot to think about today. But we always like to end our deep dives with a little something extra, you know? So for anyone listening who's feeling intrigued, maybe even a little inspired, what's one thing they could do to explore BioDanza a bit more on their own?
Oh, easy. Find a class, try it out. That's the beauty of it. You don't need any dance experience. Doesn't matter your age. All you need is an open mind and, I guess, the willingness to move.
To connect, to feel,
yeah.
To rediscover that aliveness. So yeah, listeners, if anything we've talked about today sparked even a little bit of curiosity, consider this your invitation. Dive in, literally. You never know, it might just change your life.